This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Wednesday, 1st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Weather today is mild and pleasant across Israel. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and warm temperatures. Jerusalem will enjoy similar conditions, making it a great day to be outside. Meanwhile, Haifa sees some clouds, but remains dry. Here are today's headlines. First, visiting South Lebanon, Prime Minister Netanyahu says the IDF won't withdraw as long as Hezbollah remains here, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Netanyahu in Lebanon states, "As long as Hezbollah threatens us, we stay," as reported by Ynet from earlier reporting. Also this hour, groups condemn a slap-on-the-wrist sentence for a man who killed a Jewish protester near Los Angeles, according to JNS from earlier today. Separately, a poll reveals half of Israelis prefer a broad national unity government, though most reject Netanyahu or Eisenkot as prime minister, reports I-24 News from earlier. And finally, UN seeks its continued presence in the area, reports the Times of Israel from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a commentator, posted just minutes ago urging NPR to also interview anti-Hezbollah voices from South Lebanon. Mark Dubowitz, a policy expert, wrote earlier today that direct communication between sovereign governments is key for peace, urging that neither Hezbollah nor Iran should dictate Israel's security policies. Here's what people are saying online. New Lines magazine retweeted an article suggesting that while Netanyahu has shifted the discourse on Iran, it may not yield political gains. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit to South Lebanon. As reported by the Times of Israel, Netanyahu emphasized that Israel and Lebanon are sovereign states that seek peace, but stressed that Israel would not withdraw its forces while Hezbollah poses a threat. The UN is reportedly looking to maintain its presence in the area, signaling ongoing international concern. This situation highlights the delicate balance of power and the potential for ongoing conflict in the region. Turning to the sentence given to the man who killed a Jewish protester in Los Angeles, JNS reports that many groups are expressing outrage over what they see as a lenient sentence. They argue it sends a troubling message about accountability for acts of violence based on political disagreements. This case has broader implications for community trust in the justice system and the protection of free speech. Meanwhile, a recent poll covered by I-24 News reveals that while many Israelis favor a national unity government, there is significant opposition to both Netanyahu and Eisenkot as potential leaders. This indicates a complex political landscape and potential challenges in forming a government that truly represents the public's preferences. On the economic front, first, there's a recall of cheese-filled burekas due to metal contamination concerns, as reported by Israel Hayom Business. Yinon Company has coordinated with the Ministry of Health to pull the products from Rami Levy shelves. This recall highlights the importance of food safety and regulatory oversight. Separately, Walla Business reports that Israeli shipyards have unveiled a new defense system to counter fiber-optic drones. The system, developed by Aranos, showcases Israel's ongoing innovation in defense technology and its commitment to national security. And finally, CTEC reports that despite the end of major conflicts, Israel faces challenges in attracting international tourists. Industry leaders cite perception, high prices, and air travel issues as the main barriers. This impacts the economy significantly, suggesting a need for strategic adjustments to boost tourism. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.